And welcome back to Stack the Pads, your one-stop shop for everything RMU women's hockey. As always, I'm John Hanna, your host, and well, let's get right started. The Colonials had a great performance this weekend against the Penn State Nittany Lions, sweeping the series, actually. On Friday, it was a 3-2 win, and it was actually the Teddy Bear Toss, which I know was a great day. I saw a lot of teddy bears coming down on social media, but speaking of Teddy Bear Toss, in Hershey, I know it's a bit off topic, but they set the record with almost 35,000 thrown teddy bears, so Colonials didn't get quite that many. Attendance was 672, but still a great showing from all the fans. In that game, Amber Rennie scored first for the Colonials, assisted by J.C. Gebhardt and Lexi Templeman, while Wasine Rice scored next for the Colonials with an assist to Maggie Legu and Natalie Marcuzzi. This was actually Wasine Rice's first ever goal, so good for her. I know she's been wanting to get that for a while this year, so hopefully this is just more to come. Natalie Heising scored for Penn State next on the power play with an assist to Katie McMillan to make the score 2-1. But J.C. Gebhardt would answer yet again, something she's been doing a lot over the past couple weeks. 13-game point streak, and actually the longest in RMU history. So, and then assisting that to Maggie Legu and Lexi Templeman. And then Abby Welsh would finish the game off for Penn State, but it wouldn't be enough as the Colonials would win that one 3-2. Rennie now has a 6-game point streak, and Maggie Legu has 72 assists, which is actually second in Colonials history. So, great performance by the team in that game, and they followed it up yet again with a 4-1 win against Penn State as Natalie Marcuzzi would open the scoring with assists to Sarah Caranta and Sarah LeCavalier. And J.C. Gebhardt would actually have a hat trick in this game. One goal scored in the second period, then Jessica Adolfson would score for Penn State on the power play. Then J.C. Gebhardt would finish out the scoring with two goals. So, again, great performance. She's actually now tied for first in the NCAA with 32 points for Elizabeth Jaguar of Clarkson and 14 goals tied with Maureen Murphy of Providence. So, great performance all around for Gebhardt against Penn State. I know they wanted to win this game to have a chance in the CHA. They're now first in that in the conference. 6-1-1 conference record and 8-4 overall. Colonials have now won, obviously, two in a row as they head into Penn State, or not Penn State, excuse me, into Minnesota, the number two ranked team in the country. And guys and ladies, this Minnesota team is dangerous. I know they're the number two team in the country, as I said, but they've won 8 in a row. They're traveling to Minnesota where they're where the Golden Gophers are 7-1-0, 15-2-1 overall. Just, this is a tough, tough team to play against. Shows in their standings, in the stats, they're averaging 4.2 goals a game, only letting up 1.7. Just in net, they have Alex Goldstein, who currently has only allowed 20 goals in the season, so 9.20 save percentage. She's 12-0-0, two shutouts. Skater-wise, I mean, you have Nicole Chamel, who has 23 points. Grace Zumwickel has 21. This is a dangerous team, but I think if the Colonials manage to either split this series or at least gain a point, then they'll have something to show for it against this dangerous team. So, the game will be on BTN Plus, so the Big Ten Network, if anyone gets that. First game is Friday, December 7th. Puck drops at 8:07. And the next game is Saturday, December 8th, and puck drop is at 2:07. So if anyone wants to fly out to Minnesota to watch your Colonials, then be my guest. Speaking of some more Colonial stats, Emily Curlett has 83 block shots. She's currently leading the NCAA with that, and she leads NCAA forwards with 15 block shots. Or excuse me, that's Harley. Natalie Marcuzzi has a career-high 5 goals. And as I said, RMU first in the CHA with a 6-1-1 conference record and 8-8-4 overall. But for Stack the Pads, I'm John Hanna, and see you next week as we recap this, as I recap this Minnesota game, and then preview as they head to Syracuse next week to take on the Orange.